come in and be close to me. That would be real helpful to me. I get fearful when I do these things for the first few songs. And it's nice to have people by. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a little close. A little close. So I invite you to come in close and pretend like you're in the living room. Yeah, that's better. Appreciate this opportunity. My name is Rick Goudsward, and you can roll the tape anytime. It's the hardest part. This opportunity is special for me because there's very few times that I guess I really get to share from my heart, and music draws me to my heart. I think music can draw us to the heart of God also. Maybe music is the heart of God. I like to start out by playing a couple instrumentals. This is by a guy by the name of John Fahey. He plays in these open tunings a lot, and so it's real easy to play guitar in an open tuning, as some of you may know, because they're all tuned to an open chord. You can just push your finger down, you've got another chord. Slide it up again, you got another. You don't have to do anything funny. It's really simple. Makes guitar playing pleasurable sometimes. This is called Poor Boy a Long Way From Home. Tune back up into normal tuning, and this is when strings break. And boy, does it get exciting if they're shooting straight out from me. I've cut myself playing before. It's really amazing.
You okay, Becky?
They don't break this way. They go the other way usually. But they don't shoot out too far. Just 6 or 8 feet. So. Song by Leo Kottke called The Fisherman. $1,700 guitar would have possibility of every string being in tune. Okay, I think that's it. We can get rid of those nose pickers. Those are hard to play, utilize. Nose pickers, yeah, they work real well for that. They, want to see? No, really, what's really nice is they're shaped like that so you can dig them from the inside out, as well as get in there the other way. And earwax, shoot, you know, Ken, that's a good way to go. Forget all that high-tech equipment.
Do you loan those out?
Huh?
Do you loan those out?
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. Well, I had an opportunity for the first 53 years of my life to live on a farm. And this is the sexist song. And it's kind of to prime the pump a little bit for tomorrow morning's session on sexuality. It's highly theological in nature, taken from some scripture, I think, but I can't remember where. First Barnyard 13:9, and it's about a hen, and you probably know this. It's the only funny song I know, so and maybe not even that funny, but we'll find out. Well, I had a hen. No eggs would she lay. I had a hen. No eggs would she lay. I said to my wife at that time, honey, this sure ain't funny. We're losing money because our hen just won't lay any eggs, that is. Well, this darn old rooster came into our yard. Caught that hen right off of her guard. She's laying eggs now, 8 dozen a day now, ever since that rooster came into our yard. She's laying eggs now, just like she used to, ever since that rooster came into our yard. Well, we had a dog. No pups. She whelp, that means half. We had a dog, no pups would she whelp. I said to my wife, I said, honey, This sure ain't funny. We're losing money because our dog is. Caught that dog right off of her guard. We're having pooch eggs a dozen a day now. Ever since that rooster came into our yard. Yes, she's laying pooch eggs just like she used to. Ever since that rooster came into our yard. Well, that wasn't so strange until we had a cow. No milk would she give. We had a cow. No milk would she give. So I went into my prayer closet and I prayed a while and I said, honey, excuse me, don't do that. Honey, bad host. How does that work? Honey, now this ain't funny. We're losing money because our cow just won't have any milk. This bedraggled old rooster came into our yard, caught that cow right off of her guard. She's given eggnog just like she used to. Ever since that rooster came into our yard, yes, she's given eggnog 8 quarts a day now. Ever since that rooster. We had a gum tree, no fruit would it bear. We had a gum tree, but no fruit would it bear. I said to my wife, I was very hacked off by this time, I said, honey, this sure ain't funny. We're losing money, and what's more, our gum tree just won't produce any fruit. Heaving and sighing underneath the fence came that old rooster right into our yard and caught that gum tree right off of its guard. It's dropping chicklets 8 boxes a day now. Ever since that rooster came into our yard, yes, she dropped chicklets just like she used to. Ever since that rooster. We had one more thing, an old Ford truck, and it wouldn't start. We had an old Ford truck, and it wouldn't start. I said to my wife, I was very perplexed. I said to her, now, honey, this sure ain't funny. We're losing money, because our Ford truck just won't start. This old rooster one more time hopped into our yard. It caught that Ford truck right off of its guard. It's got a new ignition, starts every day now. Ever since that rooster came into our yard. Go, go, go. Yeah. Woo. Have mercy. Did I have inappropriate sexual training? Everything I know came from that song.
Thanks for the warning.
Fun session. One of my favorite songwriters in the Seattle area is a guy by the name of Michael Tomlinson. A very sensitive writer about the earth and about relationships. Say to me what you really mean, and I won't ever give you a reason to lie. See into me, what I am is in my eyes, and I'm willing to believe the same in you. I think I'm ready now. Only learning how Is there something here you can understand? I'm not a lonely man. There are those who think I am, but I'd rather be alone until I'm standing by a friend. By a friend I've known for lonely minutes. By a friend I've known all my life. To you, friend, I say, let us go outside and play in the laughter, in the rain, in the sunlight, in the pain. Everyone I've ever known needs a friend, a warm hand in hand. Every woman and man, you wanna find a good friend, do it now. Brother, why wait around? Sister, don't let me down. Because you pass right by a friend, they might never come again. Ooh. Oh, oh, oh. Don't you know me? What I really mean, is there something here you can understand? And I am not afraid, oh, to open up my hand, and I stretch it out to see if it's taken by a friend. By a friend I've known for lonely minutes. By a friend I've known all my life. To you, friend, I say, let us go outside and play in the laughter, in the rain, in the sunlight, in the pain.
Let's try that together, shall we?
By a friend I've known for only minutes. By a friend, by a friend I've known all my life. To you, friend, to you, friend, I say, let us go outside and play in the laughter, in the laughter, in the rain, in the rain, in the sunlight, in the sunlight, in the pain. In the sunlight, in the rain, in the sunshine, in the pain.
Great beard pullers. These things, I swear there is not a time that goes by. I haven't played this thing in about a year and a half, but I always pull out 3, 4, 5 beard hairs. You can't see it, but if I wince and it looks like I'm really getting into the song, it has nothing to do with it. You can come over here and look at this afterwards and see. In fact, there are gray hairs and black hairs and brown hairs and just regular rabbits. I love being around ships and boats and water, and I haven't written a song in years and years, but usually I write songs around water or else up in the mountains, never in the city. And I'd like to be able to write, well, I have one time wrote a song in Rapid City, if that counts, 50,000 people, and I'll probably play it later. This was a very unique opportunity I had back in 1974 to be with friends on a 165-foot sailing schooner, which was a replica of an 1800 fish boat. And we were spending the weekend trying to get some kind of feel of what it might have been like during St. Paul's journeys, to experience life in the belly of a ship, to experience community, to experience what it might have been like for those early Christian people in that kind of place, in that kind of space, primitive kind of setting. So I look forward to going up there, and that's what this song is about. I've changed the chorus a little bit over the years to make it palatable for secular audiences, and see what happens. Yeah, it's right wing. I've been waiting for the Queen of Tawasan. It's a foggy Friday, but it sure does feel right to be headed for Victoria Harbor and to see old friends. It's been a long, long time. Well, I heard that we'd be living on the water, sharing life and times of people long ago. It'll be good to get that old game together and to share the love of God and watch it grow. It's been a fight to keep on surviving out in Seattle. It's been a hard, cold winter in my mind. This time tomorrow we'll be singing. We'll be breaking bread and drinking Old Spice wine. I feel those light wind breezes brush my eyes. I see the island of the dawn. I feel the forest strong and wise. And I'm headed for Victoria Harbor. It's been a fight just to keep surviving down in Seattle. Cause it's been a hard, cold winter in my mind. This time I write are always for a one-time occasion, and I never expect to ever sing them again. And I usually write them quickly at a ferry terminal or up in the mountains or something, and then I play them throughout that time, and then I come home and I lose them. And these are a few of the songs that I remember. And I never write them down too much. But this was about sitting by the bay up at Northern Vancouver Horseshoe Bay. Some of you have been there, waiting for the ferry to go up to the Sunshine Coast. How's it start? I have no idea. Could be here a while. Get alone, little doggy. I keep close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. When I look into your eyes, they shine because you're mine. Please the twine. No, that isn't it. What am I doing? This is all wrong here. This is all wrong. Okay. I've been sitting by the bay, just a kicking the time of day. I missed the Monday morning ship to the island. It's a beautiful day, and I just have to say that the sights and the sound of the sea bend my mind. In the middle of the bay, a sunken vessel lay. She'd been waiting for the tide to call her home. Been beaten by the wind and battered by the waves. She's going down now to her watery grave. I hear the song of the gulls, and she's calling you and me. And when she sings, all her friends gather round, singing songs of the island. Tales of the harbors. Come down, sister gull, and sing to me. Harmonica break! You got it tough, isn't it? Okay. That takes a C harmonica, which I can't afford. Those are, I've gone up to $14.95 now. So during this harmonica break, I'll just speak a little bit. Well, round the bend she comes, running proud. She's the Westminster Queen to the islands. Though the gulls have gone to meet her, they've stories to tell. I better run now before I miss it again. And I see the song of the gulls and them calling you and me. When they sing, all their friends gather round, singing songs of the islands and tales of the harbor. Come down, sister gull, and sing to me. And I hear the song of the gulls, and they're calling you and me. When they sing, all the friends gather round, sing the songs of the islands and tales of the harbor. Try another picking song, but I'm not having too good of luck with those finger picks, but we'll see what happens. I gotta remember this one. This tune is kind of funny. This is a bottleneck slide, and it's, yes, from a real wine bottle. My neighbor Harold, when I lived up in the Black Hills of South Dakota, had an idea one day. I was complaining about how I couldn't find real glass bottles to play glass slide with, and so he thought about it, invited me up one day, and he says, come on in my back shed. So we went in the back shed, and he had hundreds of wine bottles, and it was just a paradise because I could put my finger in every one to see which one would fit. And so I got about three different sizes. I noticed that this isn't fitting too well, but probably because I got it on the wrong hand. Yeah, there it is. And so we sat there. He said, oh, let's just take a minute to whip this out on my rock cutter. So sat up there, and about 4 hours later, he's a perfectionist, and I'm not at all. I said, you can leave the jagged edges, I don't care. Well, he got this baby just perfect, and it's really fun to play with these original old slides like this. And you put it on your little finger, and you have an instant. It's that kind of stuff. Isn't it? So it's kind of fun. You can do little things with this Hawaiian sound. It really sounds scratchy and kind of gross, but at times. This is also a song by Leo Kottke called, if I could read it on my cheat sheet, See, this is real obvious stuff. I mean, usually it's here, you know, we have it all taped up, but this is like, I was going to put huge signs all over this, big print, you know. But what is the name of this one? Song by Leo Kottke. Okay. I have no idea. Okay. We can tune it back once and for all. This is where it breaks. No, it doesn't. Living in the Black Hills of South Dakota is quite an enigma. It's a real paradox to watch B-1 bombers flying over every now and then over this pristine wilderness that's called the Black Hills, that the Lakota people there call it the Gentle Forest. And even in their tradition, it is considered to be like the Garden of Eden, that this is one of the spots in this universe where humankind came from. So therefore, it is regarded as holy. And the only time the native people would enter that area is to hunt and to pray. And there is a lot of prejudice in that area, as there is everywhere. I guess I was surprised to find out that even in the small towns around there, there's a credible amount of hatred between red and white. And as I remember working at a music store there a couple days a week, and I was asked by the management if I would handle all the Indian people who came in.
and I was called Indian Lover. And so I did. It was one of the most exciting times of my life, I think, to be able to, I don't know why it was exciting. It wasn't exciting, it was difficult. be made fun of in that situation. And to realize that my red brothers and my red sisters are no different. And this is a song by Bruce Cockburn that says it better than I can say it. Saw your ancient balloon cut, pressed and dried. Sign said, wasn't it something what they used to do? But they never did say how you died. Song by Riley and Maloney called something Pioneer. Fair square. The shops are filled with stained glass mirrors and Japanese sills, and the songs of the seasons fill the air, while the restless moon through the alleyways and the shadows. A pint of gin, he's drunk again, and his blood runs thin from the echo. Broken promises. He makes his way to where I stand and reaches out his swollen hand, and I turn away from his drunken plea. Traffic light changes from red to green. I refuse to listen. I cross the street and I hear the strains of Christmas carols ringing in my brain in Bethlehem, where Christ was born. Joseph said, I will strive no more forever. Where once he stood, the greatest of men, in the summer sun and in the winter wind. He stands in line with a face like steel, with bloodshot eyes to beg for a meal at the gospel mission. Songs for you here. This is a wonderful song by Bruce Coburn, which I think is the song of my time here at Holden. This is says it well for me. Lord of the stars, I just lost the words. Let's try it again. Let's put it a little closer where Rick can read it. Thank you. Okay. Lord of the star fields, ancient Ancient of Days, Universe Maker, here's a song in your praise. Wings of the storm clouds, beginning and end, you make my heart leap like a candle in the wind. Oh, love that high fires the sun, keep me burning. Oh, love that fires the sun, keep me burning. Lord of the star fields, sower of life, smile of the dew, all of our yearnings always come home to you. Oh, love that fires the sun, keep me burning. Oh, fires the sun, keep me burning. Oh, love, the fires the sun, keep me burning. Oh, I'm going to do two more. Yeah, I got time for two more. This is a song that, we can use this on there. Wouldn't that be fun? This is a song by Noel Paul Stuckey, who's a good favorite writer of mine. I had a chance to meet him and talk to him for half an hour behind stage. I'm real shy to meet stage people. My wife at that time was going, come on, this is your chance. You're a one-in-a-lifetime chance. You can do it. Go on up there. Oh, no, I really don't want to talk. He's just a performer. Don't worry about it. This is it. This is all. Go up with you. Come on, I'll hold your hand. So we went up there, and he gives her a big kiss and hugs her, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, great. Yeah, I could have 2 minutes with this guy. So she enjoyed that for a while, and then he was one of the most amazing men that I've ever met, and I felt that I was in the presence of someone very holy and funny. Okay. Song for the end, towards the end. That's all right. I got the mood for it. Thank you. Don't you believe them, for the greed has deceived them. 'Cause this could be the best life you'll ever have. This will be the best life. There is one thing that brings us together. Good one from way back. This will end it. This will put a nice cap on the evening about what John and Sherry were talking about. How's this go? Let's see. Oh, yeah. This is a song from Elton John from way back when. I'd ask you to close your eyes if you would, or just don't. That'll give you two choices at least. The words I have to say may well be simple, but they're true. Until you give your love, there's nothing more that we can do. Love is the opening door, and love is what we came here for. No one's going to offer you. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen? I know it's very hard to leave behind the past you knew. But there's no other way. It's really, really up to you.
when love is the key we must turn, and truth is the flame we must burn, and freedom is the lesson we must learn. Good night.